Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be variably cloudy today. Got a chance for some more showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. High around 63 degrees. 53 right now and foggy in Kenosha. It's 55 with fog in Burlington. Still some light rain and fog in Milwaukee, 52 degrees at this hour. And the same thing in terms of conditions. In Racine, it is 50 degrees. Former Racine Park High School and UW star running back Brent Moss, free on bond, pleading not guilty to possession of crack cocaine and resisting arrest charges from a recent traffic stop during which he was tased by police. Moss, who's now 44, and of course a very brief stint in the NFL, later tried minor league football at different levels. He's going to be back in court on March the 27th. The charting document says that Moss dropped a piece of paper with cocaine in it while being removed from a car by police, with whom he then struggled, and that led to one of the officers using a taser. A 20-year-old Kenosha man has been charged with the rape and robbery of a 66-year-old developmentally disabled woman. Von L. Shaw, alleged to have forced his way into the victim's home on March the 18th, claiming to be working with local police. He remains jailed on $25,000 cash bond. U.S. Supreme Court expressing some doubts in reference to state laws that make it a crime for drivers to refuse to take a breathalyzer test unless there's a warrant involved. The High Court considering three cases filed by drivers in Minnesota and North Dakota. It's against the law in 13 states to refuse a breath or blood test from a law enforcement officer. Meanwhile, the FBI is putting out a warning now that hackers are targeting internet-connected cars. Mary Maloney has more on this.
Hackers take control of a Jeep Cherokee, an internet-connected car. Using the computer connected to the internet inside the car, hackers 10 miles away were able to control and even shut down the Jeep. Ultimately, the car's manufacturer issued a recall to fix some of the problems the hackers exposed. But the FBI warns hackers can still target connected cars. So what can you do? The Better Business Bureau says to treat your car like a computer, meaning be wary before downloading third-party material. Respect recalls and keep the software up to date. If you think you've been hacked, contact the manufacturer immediately. I'm Mary Maloney.
If all goes as planned, there's going to be a big addition to Kenosha County's tribute to the armed forces at Petrifying Springs Park that could be in place later this year. This week, the county board adopted a resolution to accept a decommissioned howitzer for display at the park. Supervisor Dennis Elferman said that Parks Division Director Jonathan Rudy, who is retiring later in the year, has been after this military piece for quite some time.
There's a whole lot of red tape when you're dealing with the federal government. We were told we have this cannon a year ago, but all of a sudden, some more little things come up. So anyway, now we need a county board resolution to give permission for this decommissioned asset.
American Legion Post 21 and the Parks Division requested the asset from the Army Donations Program as a way to draw more attention to the memorial, which already has solar lighting donated by Navy Club Ship 40 for the various flags that are on display. State Department of Health Services says all 13 residents of St. James Manor's licensed care facility on 59th Street in Kenosha's St. James Church were relocated prior to it being shut down this week under an eviction proceeding that began a few months ago. The Kenosha News reports church officials are looking to change direction with the property, the operator of the residential facility deciding not to seek another location. St. James Manor, also where one resident with a lengthy history of mental illness stabbed another to death last November and was sent to a state mental health facility. And employees of the City of Racine Health Department are going to be dressing down a bit to promote a number of programs. Grant money allowing the staffers to be wearing T-shirts informing the public about the importance of breast cancer screening, smoking cessation, and the Medical Reserve Corps, both in the clinic and when they're out in the community.
So there's people out there from the health department that are doing their job, but at the same time they could be advertising some of our programs that maybe somebody may not know of, and then as a result they're able to find out about other programs that we offer at the health department.
That's Sarah Clemens with the department's public health coordination office, who says Racine County has the highest Caucasian breast cancer rate in all of Southeast Wisconsin, and notes that the shirts will also promote Wisconsin's effort to reduce the number of people who smoke. Over $1.2 million worth of new mathematics materials for K-10 students in Racine Unified approved this week by the Board of Education. The chief academic officer for the district is Rosalie Daca. She said a team of elementary and secondary teachers spent a lot of time working on this.
They're mixing the visual with the auditory and the kinesthetic. It'll fit nicely in our project-based learning. And, of course, it's Common Core aligned, which was one of our TRAGO priorities that it needed to be. There's a lot of technology in it, yes.
The total cost for 3 years of math materials breaks down to $403,000 at the elementary school level, just under $284,000 for middle schools, and $515,000 toward high schools. The Mount Pleasant Holiday Inn Express and Suites near the interstate on Hospitality Drive is going to become a different named facility next year, and a new Holiday Inn will be constructed just east of the current facility. The Village Plan Commission heard about it from Development Director Logan Martin, who said it'll be about a $10 million facility and almost 100 rooms. The reason behind the one building losing the brand name in favor of the new facility, he said it has to do with the current site not keeping up with the times.
So this would be, this new building would be the only Holiday Inn Express and suites in the greater Racine area, and the other hotel would change to another brand. So it would be up to them to determine, you know, what other hotel chain that they would like to pursue for signage or branding.
It would have to be a brand not used in the market within a 5-mile radius. Construction scheduled for June, completion within a year. City of Racine now accepting applications for municipal judge after Mark Nielsen was elected to the circuit court bench. The candidates appointed by the Common Council, the one candidate, that person will have to serve a special election till next April and then finish out Nielsen's term. That's ending in April of 2018. A resume and a letter of intent have to be received by the Human Resources Department at City Hall no later than the close of business May the 6th. You have to be a city resident and have a valid attorney's license. Unemployment rate for Racine in March stayed the highest in the state. Beloit's was number 2, Milwaukee's number 3. Numbers out from the Department of Workforce Development.
The March jobless rate in Racine was 7.2%, down 0.7 from February. In Kenosha, the rate was 6.1%, down 0.5%. It was 4.9% in Mount Pleasant, down 0.2, 5.3% in Caledonia, down 0.7, and 4.4% in Oak Creek, down 0.4. Racine County's jobless rate fell 0.5% from February to 6.1%, and the rate in Kenosha County was 5.6%, down 0.6. Except for a slight uptick in Caledonia, the jobless rates into all area municipalities were lower in March than a year ago. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
House Speaker Paul Ryan scheduled to make several stops in Racine and Kenosha counties today and tomorrow. This evening, he'll keynote the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce Annual Membership Meeting at Festival Hall. Tomorrow, it's a luncheon for the Shalom Center at the Kenosha Women's Club. Then it's the Kenosha Area Business Alliance's annual meeting at Snap-on Incorporated. And Time Magazine's 2016 list of the 100 most influential people in the world includes House Speaker Paul Ryan and Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, our newscaster there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, you can get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.